Jamestown and Stutsman County officials give flooding overview. Perkins Restaurant in Jamestown closes door after company purchase. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A town hall forum Monday provided some more information on the current flooding state of Jamestown and Stutsman County. State officials, including Governor Doug Burgum, Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goering, and others were on hand to hear the latest from producers, farmers, residents, as well as city and county leaders. With inflows into the dam at around 5,700 cubic feet per second, Jamestown Mayor Dwayne Heinrich stated that 2,400 cubic feet per second releases would not be enough to evacuate both systems by freeze.
The Corps of Engineers requires that the water level get down to a certain level by freeze-up. There's reasons as far as safety, ice safety, damage to the dams, ice going through the dams in the winter, and so on. We have been advised that 2,400 cubic feet per second will not get the reservoirs to the level that they want it by freeze-up. No decisions have been made where we're going to go from there.
You can read more online at newsdakota.com. Perkins Restaurant goers in Jamestown were met with a closure sign Sunday evening. It was announced that the business had closed and thanked its customers for their loyalty and patronage over the years. The business closed its doors following a bankruptcy proceeding. The chain was purchased by Huddle House for $51.5 million. In a release from the company, they state there were 11 closures in six states. It went on to say that all restaurants whose sales declined over the years and high operating costs made it untenable to remain open. And a Republican state senator from North Dakota took to Facebook to post a long-debunked photo that claims to be Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar holding a weapon at an Al-Qaeda training camp. The photo posted by Representative Ole Larson of Minot has been debunked by several sources since it appeared on social media this summer. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.